Blog Talk Radio.
Just for the young. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
As
we move forward, we'd like to thank you for tuning in. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and we thank you for taking time out to join us this evening. This evening, we are in Chicago, Illinois, with none other than Bishop Eddie Harris. Amen. And he has a word for you coming from Proverbs 4. Amen. And we're looking forward to what God has laid on his heart. We also thank him for taking out the time to come and share a word this evening with the body of Christ. Amen. We're going to have prayer. Then after we have prayer, we're going to move on over. And the next voice you hear will be none other than Bishop Eddie Harris. Father, we come to thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day, Lord. We pray, Heavenly Father, for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, Father. Father, grant us joy, Heavenly Father, and help us rejoice in Christ, even in a time of grief. Lord, as the days move into the months and days into the years, Heavenly Father, those who are suffering, Heavenly Father, or burdened, Heavenly Father, we pray that you would lessen their burden, Heavenly Father. Lord, Father, we ask, Lord, that you will point them, Heavenly Father, to you through your word, Heavenly Father. Lord, I know that you're always with us and that you love us, and you said that you would never leave us, nor would you forsake us, Heavenly Father. Let us find refuge in you, even in a time of suffering, Heavenly Father. Lord, Father, we just ask, Lord, that you would just allow us to empty ourselves of doubt, worry, anything that may be troubling us, Heavenly Father. There are so many that's going through things such as diabetes, Heavenly Father, high blood pressure, Heavenly Father, cancer, Heavenly Father. Lord, we come against it in the name of Jesus. You have given us your word, Heavenly Father, saying that we can speak to those things, Heavenly Father, and call them out. And right now, Heavenly Father, Lord, we're just placing them at your feet, wherever they are, whoever they may be, Heavenly Father. Lord, Father, again, help us. Empty ourselves, Heavenly Father, and just fill us up with your word, fill us up with your spirit. And for Lord, Father, we just ask that you would just place the joy in our hearts, place the hope in our hearts that only you can give, Heavenly Father. Take us from our grief, take us from exhaustion, take us and renew us in the name of Jesus. I pray this prayer. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank you for coming, tuning in. We have those who are on, some who have called in online, and we also have those who are on the Zoom. So we're kind of doing double duty this evening. We also have those some who are listening by internet. If you are listening by internet and you would like to call in, the call the number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. If you would like to call in and participate on the Zoom call, the Zoom number is 505-563-6805-568-6808. And the passcode for that is capital P. Capital P S A L M 23. Amen. Share it with a friend and let them know that that Bishop Harris has a word for them this evening. I'm going to move out of the way, and we're just going to allow our Bishop to come forth, and the Father has come forth as God has placed on his heart. Amen.
Amen.
Good evening.
I want to thank Dr. Clay and his wonderful wife for giving me this opportunity and allowing me to come before you this evening. And before we begin to move into the scripture, I just want to take a moment and give God some praise.
Yeah.
We got people on Zoom. We got people on the internet. And I want to just take a minute, and I want to just give God some praise. How many know he's worthy of the praise?
Yes, amen, yes. Amen.
Yes,
it's unlike him. And I don't know about you, but maybe it's been a crazy week already. Maybe it's been hell and high water already. But yes. All I know is that when the praises go up, the blessing comes down.
Hallelujah.
But I just feel in my spirit that the blessings are about to take place. Give God some praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we adore you. Lord,
yes.
We glorify you. There is nothing like you. Lord, we love you.
Thank
Lord,
you.
We praise you. Lord, we thank you. Trouble and have to go back in his kennel. He seems just not And I hate to say it, but sometimes as Christians, that's how we are. We know that what we're doing is either going to wind up getting us in some kind of trouble, or it's not what God told us to do. We let the good counsel that he gave us go in one ear and out the other. Why do you say that, Apostle? People, you preach to us, obedience is better than a sacrifice. But how many times we'd rather just sacrifice? Mr. Buzzy Lee, we'd rather sacrifice. Rather than obey God, you'd rather deal with sacrificing, giving up your time because you didn't do what you were told to do, and now a problem has won you 100 ways that it should be arranged. So you're giving up your time, you're giving up everything that you could have if you would just listen to good counsel. Something real simple. Be obedient. Trust me. Solomon was telling his son, listen to what I'm telling you. Don't let it go in one ear and out the other. When I was a boy, if my father's knee, he said, when I was a boy, at my father's knee, and I was the pride and joy of my mother, he would sit me down and drill. He would sit me down and make sure I know what the information and instructions that he had gave me were. When we go to church, how many times do our pastors drill? Because I look at this and I see Solomon speaking to his sons and I think about a pastor speaking to their flock. And when you first came to Christ, how many times did your pastor go over the word with you and drill you and make sure you knew the word, make sure you understood the word so that when it came time for you to deal with situations, you were well-versed and well-prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all quiet tonight. Don't be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. How many times have you known that if you would have listened, you would have been well-versed and well-prepared for what the devil had in store, but because you didn't listen to the information that was being given to you at the time when the devil came, what happened?
Wasn't prepared.
It said that the Bible says that the devil comes as he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The Bible gives that to us. It's an instruction. It has been instructed. Look, the devil is coming. He's coming to steal your joy. He's coming to kill you, and he's coming to destroy your life. But do we listen to it? No, what do we do?
Mm-hmm.
We sit up and we talk our dreams to people that probably was not gonna, that probably should not be listening. We sit up and we tell things that we claim to do to people that's not praying for us. We don't listen. And in this, he was speaking about listening. I'm sorry, my computer is acting up. I got so many different devices.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so it says, I'm sorry, my computer froze on me. It says, he would sit me down and drill me. Take this to heart. Do what I tell you. Live. Sell everything and buy this. Forge the understanding. Live. How many of us live?
Mm-hmm.
He said, take this to heart. Do what I tell you. Live. Who wants to talk to me tonight? How many of us really live? See, there's a difference between living and just being there, just existing.
It's living.
I'm sorry, say it again.
I say you're right, just because there is a difference between living. You could be living and you could just be making do.
Yeah, exactly. There's a difference between living.
Mister, can I jump in for 1 second?
Yes, please.
Okay, there's this thing that you just said. That reminds me of something my husband says quite often. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. The word of God has been there. And with it being there, we don't take the time to daily prepare. So we get up and say, God, what do you want me to do today? We keep asking and praying for him to do something. And I ain't going to get, this show. I ain't gonna get off into that, but we keep asking for him to do something. But what are we doing? What are we willing to give God?
Amen.
Using the wisdom that he gives us.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as people going to church, how many people actually finish new member class? How many people actually, it's less people in Sunday school or Bible study than it is in church on Sunday. So there's a lot of teaching that needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Going back on me.
Amen. I agree. It's a lot of teaching. And that's why I like this. And I like the fact he said, take this to heart. Do what I tell you. And just like Apostle Monica said, we don't take to heart what God has told us. I was praying this morning. And I found myself doing exactly what she said. I was just asking God and asking God and asking God. And I finally said, you know what? God, please forgive me. First of all, good morning. And thank you for allowing me to be here today.
Because
you didn't have to.
Amen.
So now, what is your plan for me today?
Yeah.
How many times any of us really do that?
Mm-hmm.
How many times before you start your day do you ask God? God, what is your plan for me today?
Mm-hmm.
No, because you didn't already had your day planned out the night before. You already know. I got this. I got that. You done looked if you have, you got bills or you got stuff. You done figured out I can borrow some money here and I can do this. You planned it out. But have you stopped to take time to see what God's plan is? Yes. But let's get back into the text. So he said, sell everything and buy wisdom. Forge for understanding. I begin to read some commentary. And when he said sell everything, it's a metaphor for get rid of everything that bothers you. Paul got a bunch of stuff that just don't need to be around. If you don't mind, can I just talk to you this week? Issues, old boyfriend, old girlfriend, situations that happened in our childhood, happened while we was in school, things that we've yet to let go. And because we haven't let them go, they're stopping us from moving forward. But he said, sell everything and buy wisdom. Understanding. And the thing is, how often do we really strive for wisdom? And when we're striving, what are we striving for wisdom of? Are you striving for the wisdom of how to make more money? Or are you striving for the wisdom to forge forward on how to better praise God? I don't even like being a white person. But here's the thing. If we forge for an understanding of how to better worship, once you worship, then you open up the window for the blessing. So get rid of all the junk around you. Get rid of all the nonsense. Everything that has been stopping you from your prayer life, everything that has been stopping you, your television, your TV show, your telephone, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. I'm not saying that it's the devil. Don't get me wrong. But what I am saying is that if you got time to do that, then you got to make time for God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you can sit up and be on TikTok for 2 hours, then you can pray for an hour.
Mm.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not, don't get me wrong. I don't want you to say, oh, Bishop's saying all the social media is wrong. No. But what I am saying is that if you can sit up and watch 3 hours of your show and binge watch your show that you want to see, then why can't you give God an hour?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't want to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I find something I like, I sit up and I binge. And I begin to realize, I said, look at here, I can sit here for 3 hours, 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
If the show is good, and don't let it be each episode an hour,
mm-hmm.
8 hours went by before you knew.
Mm-hmm.
And you all into it, because every time they got a hook to get you for the next.
That's right.
You can sit there and watch that show. All the time. But the minute you go down to pray, 5 minutes, you dozing off, or your mind is wandering. You got to get rid of that stuff around you. The stuff that's hindering you. The television show, just because you wanted to see it, which is more important, the television show or talking to God? The in your house. How about I learned the devil will find everything to bring in front of you to stop you from having a prayer life.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized, just like he said in here, we got to get rid of everything and reach for wisdom and understanding. And I began to learn to reach for wisdom and understanding. And when I'm talking to God, I say, God, I need you to show me which way to go.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because, see, I have realized that my life is not my own. And I have to be honest with you. I've been in church my whole life. I've been a minister and a bishop for a few years. But I still didn't understand exactly what it meant when it said, my life is not my own. But the closer I got to God and the more wisdom that I began to seek and the more I began to seek God, I realized my life is not my own.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have free will, yes. But God is in control of my life if I'm doing things right.
Amen.
So I ask you this evening, are you doing things right? Is God in control of your life? Are you seeking the wisdom of God? Or are you seeking the wisdom of yourself? Let's get back into the word. He said, don't forget one word. Don't deviate an inch. Never walk away from wisdom. She guards your life. Love her. She keeps her eyes on you. Don't forget one word. Don't deviate one inch. I remember when I was a younger man coming up in church. And my father, the late Bishop Harris, Apostle Monica can attach to this. He made us learn scriptures. We had a scripture that had to be quoted once a month after Sunday school. And it was a blessing because at the end of the year, there was 12 scriptures that we knew. But he would give us random scriptures to learn. And he would tell us, you need to know this. And I realized that just what he said, don't deviate. Don't forget one word. You got to remember what God has told you. And the thing is, we tend to forget what God has told us when we're going through.
Mm.
Oh, y'all quiet this evening. Mm. But how many of you know we tend to deviate or forget when we're going through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It says, don't forget one word and don't deviate one inch. So what does that mean? Whatever the word says, that's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the word tells us to do, that's what we got to do. Don't deviate one inch. And then it said, never walk away from wisdom. She guards your life. Love her. She keeps her eyes on you.
Mm-hmm.
Who can tell me anything about wisdom, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, open the lines and talk to me. This is it. We're talking about, we're going through the whole book of Psalms.
Proverbs.
I mean, sorry, I said Psalms because I was reading Psalms earlier, the book of Proverbs. And I was going through Proverbs, just looking through it, and I realized it is such a blessing to do what you decided to do, Pastor, to just walk through the Bible. And when we're walking through the Bible like this, it's interactive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I said, come on and open up the line and let's talk.
Can I add something quick about wisdom?
Uh-huh.
One of the things that I love about how you address it is that wisdom is always in the Word of God and woman.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how many men are on the line today, but when you take care of your woman, she's going to take care of you. When you treat a woman right, I don't care what you do wrong or how many times you do it, you make amends and follow back and follow through that process, a woman is going to do whatever she needs to do to get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
And so I often relate that to in the Word where it says wisdom, because wisdom is nurturing. Wisdom will if you try to gain wisdom, you're going to have some hard knocks, but you're going to keep going. And what better way, what does a mother do? Her kids make her mad, they get in trouble, but they may get on punishment. Well, I don't know how many people whoop their kids now, but they may get on punishment. But she don't get rid of them. She don't stop loving them. And you, as a woman in God, you are so special. If women go back and realize, and I've said this many times to our leadership, we were the last thing that God created. And we say the best for last. So in using wisdom, make sure you know your position, that you are the best thing. I'm done.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We also have we have those who are on we are on the phone as well. Those who have called in, we have a lot of numbers on, a lot of them out of New York and other places. Anyone who would like to make a comment, the mics are open.
Yeah, I would like to make a comment. I'd like to make a comment.
Go ahead, sir.
When we speak of wisdom, it's something we acquire by God's word. And I would agree that we really have to take the time and the heart to actually learn God's word through the Bible and put it into practice. Because it's one thing to just know the word, but anyway, not to put it in practice. You want to demonstrate a sense of love, and that's what God is, the Bible is about. And be able to follow through with that and be able to spread the gospel. But it's something that you constantly, things we consider to be important, like a TV show. We're devoted to that TV show every day. But taking that hour and setting it aside and applying it to your life, we all have changes we need to make. And only through wisdom are we going to be able to do that.
Amen. Let's get back into the word. Don't forget one word. Don't deviate an inch. Never walk away from wisdom. She guards your life. Love her. She keeps her eye on you. Above all and before all, do this. Get wisdom. Write this at the top of your list. Get understanding. Throw your arms around her. Believe me, you won't regret it. That's a lot right there. Telling you, first of all, I was looking up the word wisdom. And wisdom reads, the quality or state of being wise. Knowledge of what is true or right. Coupled with just judgment action. So he tells us not only not to subject or deviate and not to walk away, but he says at the top of your lips, get an understanding. And I believe the Bible tells us, and all is by getting, get an understanding. He said, at the top of your lips, get an understanding. Never walk away from wisdom. She guards your life. Love her. She keeps her eye on you. Above all and before all, do this. I look at that and I say, how important is wisdom? As he's talking to his sons, he said, above all and before all, do this. Get with it. Before you do anything, get some wisdom. Because without wisdom, people perish. See, without wisdom, you're not moving the right way. Without wisdom, you're not moving the way God wants you to move. So he said, above everything, before you do anything else, get wisdom. Matter of fact, and put this at the top of your list. Get wisdom and then get understanding. Because you can't have wisdom without having an understanding. And you can't have an understanding without having wisdom.
Amen.
They work hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to take this. I look at this, and I almost see this as almost, and I hope I'm using the right word as an op-ed, the way he wrote this, because he's telling his sons, look, these are the things you need to make you a godly man. And as I translate this, I say, these are the things that you need to make you a godly person.
Mm-hmm.
In order to understand God, you need wisdom.
Godly.
And understanding what God, because if you don't have wisdom, you can't even understand what God actually has in store.
Mm-hmm.
Because as far as the earth is from the heaven, it's how far God's thoughts are from ours.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to be able to even begin to fathom what God has in store for you, you need to have wisdom to understand.
Amen.
Wisdom to understand his word. And then you need wisdom to move according to how he wants you to move. Because so many times we jump out on our own accord. And every time we jump out on our accord, what do? We make a huge mess of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, get wisdom, and at the top of your list, get understanding. And then he said, throw your arms around her, and believe me, you won't regret it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And here we are, speaking of wisdom as a woman. Take wisdom. Grasp it. Hold it. Throw your arms around it and keep it close to you because you won't regret it.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't do that, do we? No. We take it and we use it according to when we feel we need. How many people know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Yes. I got some of God because I got to go to court, so I'm going to pray, God, I need your wisdom to know what to say in front of the judge so that I can get out of this tick. That ain't hiring much.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say, God, I need your wisdom and understanding to show me which way to go. I need your wisdom and understanding to direct which way to go. I need your wisdom and understanding to lead and guide my feet because the footsteps of a good man or a woman are ordered by you. And in order for you to order my steps, I need wisdom so that I can understand what you're telling
me. Amen.
So you got to get it. And he said, how many people here got a favorite auntie, favorite cousin, a favorite person that you might not live in the same state as, or you might live across the town from. When you see that person, you want to hug them. You want to grab them. Hold on to them. That's what he said about wisdom. He said,
amen.
Hold it, squeeze it, because wisdom is a necessity. So he said, never walk away from wisdom. She guards your life. Love her. She keeps her eyes on you. And I like the fact that he's talking about wisdom. Because sometimes I honestly have to say, having been in church as long as I've been, sometimes I think we don't understand wisdom. We don't understand
Amen.
The importance of wisdom. But what did he say? Solomon told his sons, and if I didn't say that, this is Solomon speaking to his son.
Mm-hmm.
This is the father giving worldly advice to his son.
Mm-hmm.
And he told his sons, he said, never walk away from wisdom because she guards your life. I believe in a couple other verses, it talks about how wisdom guards us, how wisdom leads us. But he said that wisdom guards your life. So love her and keep your eye on her. How do you keep your eye on wisdom?
Amen.
As a Christian, study the Bible. You want some wisdom? Study the Bible. Because I honestly have to say, as I've gotten older, my relationship with God has gotten better. And the more I read, the more I realize that everything that I deal with on a daily basis, there's an answer to it inside the scriptures.
Amen.
When I need the wisdom for certain things, I can find the answer in the scriptures.
Amen.
But I got to have the faith to go and get in the scriptures to understand the scriptures to find what it is that God is telling me.
Mm-hmm.
But God says, she keeps her eyes on you. I'm sorry, the Bible says, she keeps her eyes on you. Above all and before all, do this. Get with you. Right at the top of your list, get understanding. Throw your arms in the air. Hold on, let me go down just a little further because I read that already. Okay. Never let go. She'll make your life glorious. She'll guard your life with grace. She'll fasten your day with beauty. Now, I noticed that as I was reading this earlier, all he talks about is wisdom. He takes a whole segment of what he's given to his sons, and he breaks down a whole segment on wisdom. So you figure, and I'm going to give this to you the way I saw it. I'm sitting at the table. I got three boys. My boys have reached the age that they're getting ready to go off to college. And I am now sharing information with them that's going to help carry them.
Mm-hmm.
He was sharing information with his son. And in his op-ed, he gave a whole segment to the importance of wisdom. And this evening, I'm not sure if we're going to get through all of this, but I want you to understand how important the wisdom of God is. Because, see, you got to have the wisdom of God in order to understand God's ways.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have the wisdom of God in order to move forward and to be able to allow God to use you the way he wants to use you. But if, in fact, you don't have wisdom and you haven't let wisdom be in your life and you haven't accepted her as the scripture has said, then you miss it, though. And maybe you don't understand things the way you feel you should understand. It's because you have not yet accepted God's wisdom. Well, how do I get God's wisdom, Bishop? You get God's wisdom by opening the book and going through one scripture at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Going through and finding out. I'm dealing with this. I'm dealing with that. If you go right over to Psalms 23, he said, yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I fear no evil, but thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table in the presence of my enemies. But if you don't have the wisdom, you don't even keep table.
That's true.
Because, see, the table is prepared right there in plain sight, so that your enemies don't even realize the notes. You go back, I was over in Psalms, and I was in the first chapter of Psalms, and I began to read about, he said that sin is just not good for you. He said, let me go over here, let me grab, I'm sorry, the devil is alive. Let me go to Psalms, the first chapter, I was there. I'm sorry, I got so many devices, so please. It's like that sometimes. But as long as he says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in to the sponsor. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. His delight is in the law of the Lord. But how can you understand the law of the Lord if you don't have a wisdom? Wisdom in order for you to have every aspect of the Bible be part of your life, you need wisdom for that.
Amen.
And so he says, never let her go. She'll make your life glorious. She'll guard your life with grace. She'll fasten your days with beauty. So if you just allow wisdom in, these are the things that wisdom will do. If you let her in, she'll make your life glorious. And she'll guard your life with grace. Because if you got wisdom, you know how to avoid certain situations. Wisdom say, hey, there's a pothole right there. Let's not just pothole. Let's go around. Wisdom say, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't go this way today because that ain't the way for you to go because things just ain't good for you over there. See, that's wisdom. Wisdom is you'll be driving. And you'll be getting ready to make a right. And the voice will say, no, don't go that way. I know I've had that happen, and then I turned the news on, and it's like, oh, my God. I live in the south suburbs of of Chicago, and I was in the city day before yesterday. I was on my way home, me and my son. And I went to get ready to get on the expressway one way, but then I instantly changed and turned and went another way. And my son said, Dad, why you changed? I said, you know what? I don't know, but I just didn't want to go that way. And so I went a different way, and I came home. I got home. I turned the news on. There had been a bad accident, and the traffic was backed up today. And had I went the way that I normally would have went, I would have been sick for about 3 hours. But since Wednesday, I was riding, and I heard something say, go this way. I said, okay, I got time. I'll take a city route today. Wisdom allows you to hear that
still voice
and allows you to know that it is God.
Yes.
See, that's how wisdom can make your life glorious. Because wisdom allows you to know God's voice. Wisdom allows you to hear God's voice, understand God's voice, and then move as God has told you. So for that case, that's why he said, wisdom will make your life glorious. She'll garland your life with grace. Which means, basically, she'll dress your life with grace. Now, who knows the grace? Can anybody open the line? Tell me what you think breakthrough. Come on, I've been talking for almost an hour. Somebody open up and say something.
Grace is unmerited favor.
Unmerited favor. I like that. Mm-hmm. Unmerited favor. I begin to look up the word grace. Elegance or beauty of form, manner of motion or action. But I like what you said. Grace, can you say that for me again? Grace is what?
Unmerited favor.
Unmerited favor.
Amen.
That's beautiful right there. So, grace allows you to have faith. So, when we read it and it says, she'll garland your life with grace. So, she'll dress your life with faith. And I was just telling somebody yesterday, how many know faith ain't this? Y'all ain't talking like y'all know what God can do. How many know faith ain't fair? If you have the wisdom of God and you do what God is saying and you follow wisdom and let her do what she needs to do in your life, she'll dress your life with favor so that where you probably shouldn't have got this position, you'll get. Or where you were trying to get the business and you didn't think the loan was going to go through, the loan will go through.
Yeah.
Favor.
Favor.
She'll garland you with faith. So let's see. Let's go down just a little further. And I am sorry, Pastor. I know we're probably not going to get through the whole chapter, unfortunately. But I'm going to get through as much of it as I can. He said, I'm garlanding your life with grace. Dear friend, take my advice. It will add years to your life. I'm writing out clear directions to wisdom way. I'm drawing a map to righteous road. I don't want you ending up in blind alley. So again, just like your pastor, or just like your leader, he said, friend, take my advice. It will add years to your life. How many know if you listen to what's being told to you that it'll take some of the stress out of your life?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I'm listening to what my pastor has been preaching for the last month, and just hearing what was being said on Sunday and taking what was being said and taking that and adding it to my life during the week, oh, it made things a lot easier. Realizing that my prayer life needs to be more than, Lord, thank you for waking me up. Help me get through this day. Thank you. Amen. I realized I got to talk to God from listening to my pastor. I realize I got to have a conversation with God. I realize I got to be intimate with God. And so this is what he was telling his son. Take my advice. It will add years to your life. I'm writing out clear and concise directions to wisdom way. It's just like when you got your GPS. Now, I don't know if you like me, but I follow the GPS. But then sometimes I think I know where I'm going. And so it had been a minute since I lived in Chicago, and the GPS was sending me places, and I didn't think that was right. And so I would go the way that I wanted to go, only to run into a dead end, because it was the way that I knew. But that way wasn't right no more, because GPS was telling me which way to go. Mm-hmm. The same way here, he said, I wrote clear instructions to wisdom's way. I've given you perfect direction. And the direction that I'm giving you is showing you how to have a good life. And if in fact I had to take this whole chapter and sort of paraphrase it. He was telling his sons, you want to have a good life, and this is what you got to do. You got to have wisdom. Let go of that foolishness. Let go of the silliness. And accept wisdom in your life. Take wisdom. Hold wisdom. Keep wisdom close to you. And as you hold on to this wisdom, take what I've given you. I've shown you the way of God. I've shown you the laws of God. I've shown you the way of Christ. Take it, and it'll make your life easier. He said, take my advice. It'll add years to your life. I'm giving you clear instructions. He said, I don't want you ending up in blind alleys or wasting time making wrong turns. It can't get no clearer than that. I'm giving you this advice because I don't want you to go the wrong way. I tell my kids all the time, they're like, you're always telling me what to do. I'm telling you what to do because I don't want you to make the same mistakes that I made. I'm telling you what to do because I don't want you to bump your head the way I had to bump my head. And he's telling his sons, he said, look, I'm giving you clear instructions because I don't want you winding up in blind alley. I don't want you winding up with a ton of stress. I don't want you making wrong turns and winding up in the wrong places. Instead, I want you on righteous road. I want you to be blessed. But in order for you to be blessed, you got to follow my instructions. He said, I don't want you ending up in blind alleys or wasting time making wrong turns. Hold tight to good advice. Don't relax your grip. Guard it well, like your life is at stake. Wow. He said, one, I'm giving you the information because I don't want you winding up in blind alley. I don't want you wasting your time. I don't want you happen to run into things that you don't need. Same way your pastor tells you. Your pastor tells you, pray. Your pastor tells you, pray. Your pastor tells you, you got to do this. Pay your tithes. You got to do this. You got to do that. But we hear it on Sunday. We hold our hands up, and we thank him, and we praise him. And then on Monday, we can get all about everything that we say. On Monday, we look over, and we see some bills. And we realize it's the final notice and we ain't got the money yet. Now we fall apart. If we pay attention to the map that's been drawn, we know which way to go. Mm-hmm. Because God has downloaded into our pastors the directions. And now our pastors have the master drive to download into us which way to go. But are you accepting the download?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you one of those ones, you know, like I notice on my iPhone, I get a thing every once in a while that says update. And it tells me what time the update is going to happen. And it's up to me to accept the update, or I don't have to accept the update. A lot of times I might be looking at something on my phone, and so I don't want to accept the update. So because I'm busy, I don't take. I push it down further. That's the way we are sometimes. The pastor is trying to download an update to us, but we're too busy with what we're dealing with. We don't want to accept the update. So instead, we say, nah, we'll deal with that later on. We'll handle that later. When all the time God is saying, I'm trying to download something to you so that you don't have to have a hard time. You don't have to bump your head. You don't have to deal with a rocky road. The same information that he was giving his son, God has given us.
Mm-hmm.
God is telling us, look here, I got wisdom for you. I'm handing it to you. I got grace for you. I'm handing it to you. But are you going to accept it? Are you willing to take what it is that I have and accept it, or you want to take it part for part?
Mm-hmm.
Like my son, I always get on it. We sit down, we buy burgers. I tell him, I said, why do you always deconstruct your burgers? You got to take it apart, pull it apart, see what's what. Why don't they just use it the way it was given to? And that's the way we want to do the word. We got to deconstruct the word because we can't eat this part of it because this don't agree to us. My mama used to tell me, we can be holy from our head to our waist. But from our waist down, we don't want to be holy. I can't deal with that. That don't deal with me. I'll accept all the rest of it, but anything that's got to do with from my waist down, that part I won't accept. I'll accept that he's going to give me the blessing, but the fact that I got to get some money, I ain't accepting that part. I ain't reading. See, we don't want to take all of it. But the Bible told us, if I remember right, take the whole loaf. It said that it'd be bitter to your mouth, but good to your belly. And that's how it is sometimes. We got to accept the whole world. And in Proverbs, the fourth chapter, he was giving information to his sons about wisdom and about living right and about righteous living and about how to have a righteous life. God has given us the same information, how to have a righteous life, how to be righteous, how to live righteous, how to have the blessings, but we have to accept what's been given to us. I thank God for you this evening, and I'm going to turn it back into the hands of our pastor. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for dissecting Proverbs chapter 4. I would ask that for those of you who are listening, especially those who have not gone through Proverbs 4 before Bishop has shared it, to go back and read over the rest of chapter 4, because next week we're going to move on to chapter 5 and we're going to go through it. So if you would, ma'am, sir, take the time and read the rest of chapter 4, Proverbs 4, amen, and let it be a blessing. And in closing, Bishop, I like, you know, I was just more so taking notes on it, and I like, you know, what you said. And wisdom comes from God. Wisdom comes from God. And isn't it, you know, how parents are, you know, they pass wisdom on from their children, and then the children pass it on to the next generation and to the next generation, you know. But overall, we're doing is asking them to turn to God. To turn to God. You know, if you want wisdom, turn to God. And oftentimes our kids, unfortunately, they do not turn to God, and we end up, you know, sad, or, you know, just going through so many unfortunate situations simply because they do not turn to God. So thank you for such a profound word and sharing it with us this evening. I'm trying to multitask, and we're trying to do Zoom, and we're trying to do the phone, and we're trying to do everything. So I'm going back and forth. So I'm like you. You know, I got a number of different things going on, Bishop, and I'm getting better at it. I'm getting better at it. I got to tell you, I am not perfect. I am not perfect, you know. And I was told once that, you know, if you say that you're perfect, then you're a perfect liar. Listen, we thank you so much for tuning in. Those of you who are tuned in online, what do we have? 216s, the 631s, 301s, 773s, the 786s, 784s. We thank each and every one of you for coming on and joining in and just being a blessing to the body of Christ. And this is what it's all about, coming together, you know, from time to time, just to be able to feed on the word of God. Amen. There's no big eyes or little U's. You know, we are all under the umbrella of God. Amen. And when God comes back for each and every one of us, he's not going to point to one and say, you're better than the other. Amen. We are just trying to be obedient and be vessels while we are here on this earth. So once again, I thank you so much. And for those of you that came supporting the bishop, thank you so much for your words of wisdom, you know, sharing it with us. May God bless you. We're going to be tuning out now, and we ask once again, we thank you once again for being a part of this hour. May God bless you, okay? And we look forward to another one. with that.
I can be